BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Coming up on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, even though loads of you are now working from home, you're still getting those annoying all-staff emails. We've got one that is working from home related. Also, people offer free concerts while in isolation to their whole street. And proof that Tom Grennan is one of the nicest men in music today. So Laura's been on saying, well, she sent us a picture of her listening to us on her telly. She's like, please ignore my ugly wall. But I moved out on my own in December and the prospect of having to self-isolate on my own is quite scary. But I am really taking comfort in Greg in the morning and then Jordan and then Scott and Chris and then Grimmy. That's what we're here for. We're with you. It's all good. We're your friends coming out of the TV.
That's exactly it. If you are on your own, at least know that we're here with you.
And let us know how you are doing today. Maybe you are feeling a little bit anxious. Maybe you're starting to, I don't know, feel a little bit calmer. 8-1-1-9. I just want to know how you're feeling today.
Scott Mills.
Look, there's Kaz there in Ashford, Kent. She's feeling positive today. She just can't stop cooking. Apple sponges on as we speak. Kate in Greater Manchester says, I actually spend quite a lot of time on my own and YouTube have been keeping me entertained over the last 5 years. I'm feeling a bit anxious today, but it will pass. Are your podcasts still available for us to listen to during the night time when maybe we're feeling a bit alone? Yeah, absolutely. Scott Mills Daily Podcast, BBC Sounds. There's loads of them on there.
Also, it's our job to keep giving you little positives and find things to be positive about, a little bit of laughs here and there, and that's what we're going to do throughout this show.
Now, a lot of people are working from home at the moment, but that does not stop the all-staff emails. You might not be in the office or at work, but people are still sending ones like these. This is a real-life email that's got sent into a workplace and someone's forwarded it on to me. I keep them anonymous.
Dear all, following the decision to allow employees to take home screens, mice and keyboards to work from home during the current pandemic, may I please remind you that the removal of chairs is strictly forbidden.
Right, so what's happened here, right, is someone's thinking, right, I need to set up my desk at home and make it look like my office because no chairs in their house are suitable. But question to you, who's leaving work with a massive office chair and thinking that's perfectly fine? Just deal with what you have in the house for now.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Rita in Southampton. First day working from home today. She enjoyed Dan from Bastille's quarantine stream last night. So many people are doing these. Can we also just talk about people that aren't qualified personal instructors for fitness, but have decided to take it upon themselves to do fitness classes anyway?
I'm here for it, to be honest. I'm here for it. I, if anything, I prefer it.
They're not personal trainers, but they're just doing a class. Let's find some really bad slash good ones.
Radio. One, the Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, in the mornings, I'm really enjoying the double 10-minute takeover with Greg James, and we are now doing 3 sets of bangers a day.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Are you at home?
I am at home, yes, working from home for the foreseeable future.
Okay, and we were saying earlier that some people are actually taking their office chairs home, and you're one of those.
I am one of those. It was the first thing I thought of.
Why?
Because I don't want to be sat on a deck chair or a dining chair for the next 3 months. I thought I may as well be comfy.
It's a bit like when everyone comes around at Christmas and you don't have enough chairs, so there's a real mismatch there.
Exactly. I'm even working at the table my husband had to whittle together for Christmas.
Right, get your husband.
Sorry?
I'm just going to whittle together a table.
Who does that? Yeah. Merry Christmas. It's a table that I've just whittled. Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Kate, you have the choice of 2 bangers. One that I have chosen, one that Chris has chosen. This is my one.
I do like that song.
Absolute tune from Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, you can have that.
Go on.
But what I'm doing right now is I'm whittling up another banger for you. Just working away here, and here it is. And I've just gone straight up anthem with this one. This is Fratelli's Chelsea Dagger. Tricky choice.
It is a tricky choice.
Probably the trickiest choice you've had to make today.
It is. I mean, today was, do I get out my pyjamas or not?
That's
that was
it. Right. So here's the real decision.
I'm really sorry, Scott. I'm going to go with Chris.
I knew it. I mean, you can't argue with that. There's bangers and then there's Chelsea Dagger, you know?
When this is all over, we're going to have a massive party, right? That song's going to be on there and I'm just going to be spraying beer around everywhere. And I cannot wait for that day. Getting some lovely messages as well. Hello, Jess in Southampton says, I'm an anxious teacher working from home while they sort out reopening our school on Monday. Day made with Chelsea Dagger on Radio 1. We should say all the teachers out there doing an amazing job in these difficult times.
Totally. Hi, Em as well, who says, yes, working from home from New York City. I'm pretty sure my neighbours, spelt in the American way with no U, are going to complain from how loudly I'm singing along. Quite interested to know, actually, if you play a musical instrument and you've been maybe heading to your window once an evening to play a trumpet or a violin to your neighbours, let me know about it on 81119. I think there'll be loads of like musicians that normally have loads of work on at the moment going, well, I've just got to sit here, so I'm going to do a little mini concert out my window.
But the violin, you know, it's a tricky one to get right. You're either really good or you're really bad.
Yeah, but I think there'll be actual really good musicians right now having absolutely nothing to do. Mm. You know, free concert for everyone on the street.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another good idea. Lucy is working from home at the moment. And obviously, the thing is, the go-to thing is to wear sweatpants or pyjamas. So what her work are doing is they're starting Dress Up Friday, which is complete opposite to Dress Down Friday.
Brilliant.
But just at home. So obviously in the office on a Friday, you can wear what you want. So tomorrow at work, but from home, Lucy is wearing full makeup, ball gown and tiara, putting it all on Instagram and having all her conference calls on Skype or Zoom or whatever with everyone like dressed up fully.
Such a good idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Al in Fort William says, Scott, to cheer everyone up, this would be a great time to bring back Innuendo Bingo. Actually, Al, I don't think it is right now.
Yeah, timing on this thing.
We could play an old one, maybe.
I'm not keen.
No, probably not. Kate in Kidderminster says, listen to you guys today. Bit sad about Mother's Day coming up this weekend and not being able to see her because of she's got underlying health problems. I know, I was going to... it's easy to say this now, but I was going to treat my mum real nice this weekend. Mm. She was going to come up to me, but obviously best not to at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. Well, we'll have another Mother's Day another time. More importantly, what about my birthday?
Also,
that's overshadowed.
Well, there's two things with that. Yeah, Mother's Day. Do you know what? We can do Mother's Day if needs be another time, can't we? Your birthday, obviously, we can't move that easily. However, I have got you the best birthday present I've ever got you. That, and I can promise you that. And I'm ahead of the game. I've got it in advance.
So you haven't sorted Mother's Day card yet, but you've sorted my present.
No, but I've sorted your present, and it's brilliant.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Cannot wait.
Mother's Day, Sunday.
What day is Mother's Day?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get to do Mother's Day. Let's postpone it in our minds for a bit.
Yeah, if you're in that position. Yeah,
if you are, yeah. I sent to my mum, I was like, oh, I was going to get like take you to hairdresser, get your nails done. She's like, yeah, sure. Oh, no, I was. I booked it and everything.
I've had an even better idea. If we put off Mother's Day a little bit, right, I could get her from you the same present I've got you and she would love it. It's so good. Honestly, if there's one thing I can say, like, at some point, I'll be able to show you what I've got Scott for his birthday. Maybe I can, but it's so good.
Obviously, I'm suspicious, but then I would be, because that's my go-to kind of emotion with you. It's like, what are you up to?
Well, you shouldn't be.
Is it nice? Will I like it?
It's more than nice.
Okay, I can't wait for next week then, or whatever it is. Is it next week? I don't know. A week after, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Jess. She says, have you seen this thing about people buying gift cards or vouchers for shops, cafes and pubs near them that can be spent at a later date, therefore helping the current situation with companies?
Yeah, that's exactly
what I've done. I've rescheduled my mum's beauty treatment with the same company.
It's a roll voucher, over. Mate. Oh, it's a beauty treatment.
Yeah, I said hair and nails.
Oh, sorry, I missed
that. I said that, yeah. So, yeah, she's got a voucher. We'll do it whenever. Okay, coming up, Dua Lipa on BBC Radio 1. But now, it just comes around so quick. It's that time of the week where we play the Ho game on Radio 1. A simple idea. We all take it in turns to go round and do a massive Ho. Me, Chris, and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners continue until we can think of no more. Or if that stupid timer appears, which means we're nearly out of time. Okay, I'm all banked up today. I'm ready to go.
Ready for this one.
Let's play. Me?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Polly put the kettle on. Ho!
Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, we'll all have tea. Suki, take it off again, Suki, take it off again, Suki, take it off again, they've all gone away.
I thought it was Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, my fair lady.
No, that's the wrong. That's the wrong song. You've mixed up the ones there.
You sing Polly Put the Kettle On then.
Polly Put the Kettle On, Polly Put the Kettle On.
But then Suki's doing something.
Yeah, Suki's always been there.
Has Suki always been there?
Yeah. Again.
Polly Put the Kettle On, Polly Put the Kettle
Pull
On.
Up.
Polly Put the Kettle On, we'll all have tea. Suki, take it off again, Suki, take it off again, Suki, take it off again, they've all gone away. Polly Put the Kettle On, Polly.
What a stupid song. Oh, put the kettle on. Oh no, actually, take it off, they've all gone away. Oh, go on, put it on again. Stupid.
My turn?
Yeah, go on then.
The MP expenses scandal. Ho!
When was that?
It was really on at one point, wasn't it? The old expenses.
Mm. Line one, who have we got?
Line one, Lydia from Birmingham. Keep calm and carry on.
Line two, who's that?
It's Joe from Telford.
Yes, Joe.
We sit.
Nothing fit about it. You're just jumping around your own living room.
Did you get your mum a wee fit?
Yeah.
Classic. Get on this, Sandra.
Go on, the weight will fall off. Line three, hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Oh,
Mike.
Hello? Should we get cracking? I've got an egg on. Should we get on with it, lads?
Go on, then.
Ready?
Yes.
Going away for a dirty weekend.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, it doesn't matter where you've been, you're here now, that's fine. Oh my gosh, he has kids. I think.
Mike? Mike, yes. Mike, is that children or animals?
It's children, yes.
Good
I
Lord.
Have children.
I can only imagine.
It's got children.
They don't like me playing the Who game.
No, all right, I'll come back to you, Mike.
God, I love it, but it feels so wrong.
Okay. My one?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Off of church.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Mine's similar to your Suki put the kettle off or whatever it was. There was an old man called Michael Finnegan. He grew whiskers on his chin again. The wind came up and blew them in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan begin again.
Oh, today's is fun. Okay, right, let's have a break. We'll be back in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is The Who Game on BBC Radio 1. For regular listeners, Mike's back on. He's disappeared for a few weeks, but he's back. You all right, Mike?
Not too bad.
Yeah, okay, right, back to you in a sec.
Sorry.
Lydia.
Toe rings.
I never went into the toe rings myself. Mm. Anyone else? Lydia, did you?
No. I want to draw the least attention to my toes.
Joe!
Give me yop, me mama.
Yes, yop.
Mike?
Eat the crusts. They'll put hairs on your chest.
Thanks, Mike. Sending a nudge on MSN Messenger. A nudge there.
Similar to the toe ring one, actually. Just remembered it because of it. Earring in the left ear, meaning that you're gay. obviously it's nonsense. We hoo it now because it was so ridiculous.
Lydia!
Frankie Kokoza.
Oh, he was such a wild one, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was.
Oh. Joe?
Deal or no deal.
Hello. Mike!
Spotted dick!
That's a dessert, right? Spotted dick?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the timer. Okay, we've got to be quick. Let's go.
Whoa. Howard, the Halifax advert. You know the dude.
Hey!
Extra. I know you want more. I'll give you something extra when you walk through my door.
Lydia!
Using infrared on your phone to send songs.
Joe!
The Bermuda Triangle.
Mike!
Sending a friend to Coventry.
Great one.
And that's it. The timer has spoken, which means we are done on today's Who Game.
I've got a headache.
You all right?
That. Yeah, no, I just thought I was going to explode at one point. But that's fine. That's what the game does. Wow.
Lydia, Joe, Mike, thank you for being on.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, here's Stuart in Edinburgh. Stuart, how are you doing?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Scott. I'm doing okay, considering the circumstances.
I know. Right, so are you at home today, or what are you doing?
I am currently at work, cleaning out our whole place, because we've just shut, so...
Okay. Where's that?
I work for Edinburgh Curling Club as an ice technician, so we've just shut down for the season early.
Fascinated by curling.
Oh, yeah. Even the word curling's great. But that aside, what a sport.
What a sport. And when it was in the Olympics, remember in 2012, I used to turn on the curling all the time.
The only thing that annoys me about curling is it's the kind of thing I would really want to get into, but I can't. You can't really do it in your own house, can you? Because even when you try and sweep away... Like throw some down and just sweep away. There's no real way of doing it, is there?
I mean, curling and self-iso would be hard.
It would be super hard unless you had certain things for it.
It would be hard, but then another person would say it would be challenging, and I prefer to take that point of view on everything.
So, Stuart, are you on shutdown from today? Are you home from tomorrow?
No, we are still coming in and just doing maintenance of the whole building and stock-checking things and stuff, so we still have things to do.
You're doing a deep clean, that's what you're doing.
Exactly, about to start the toilets next. Fun times!
I've never heard another thing that's changed a lot in the last couple of weeks, never heard the phrase deep clean as much as I ever have.
It's true, and it's like when you go to the toilet and the main reason you go there is now the secondary one. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Right, it's a very strange time. Here's my banger for you, Stuart.
Please pick me. Beyonce, Deja Vu, Freemasons remix.
That's the important bit. That's the Scott Mills difference there. You just whop that on the table. Freemasons mix. Have it.
That.
All right, Stuart, you can have that. Or my banger choice today. I've curled this one out.
Oh,
what are you guys done to me? This is tough.
This is Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind.
Okay. Oh, please pick me.
Well, I've made my choice. Just quickly, thank you so much for what you're doing, guys. Keep it going. You're really helping the country out.
Nice, thank you.
It's our pleasure. But I have to go for Chris.
Come on, 2-0.
Right, can we put that? I want to put mine back in at 3:40. We go again.
You want to roll? We go again.
I'm rolling it forward to 3:40.
Eurovision cancelled. The Freemasons mix not chosen. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You might have seen on Tom Grennan's Instagram, or actually Radio 1's Instagram as well, because they were putting some stuff up about Tom Grennan. He's doing his bit, aren't you, Tom?
You doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good, good.
I never doubted it, but you're one of the nicest men in music.
Am I really?
Yeah, you are.
I'll take that.
So I know that you've been helping out around your local area, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been walking my dog loads, and like, there's like local shops and stuff, and I just saw the elderly kind of struggling, so I thought, well, if I'm walking my dog, and why not walk their dogs or go bring them food or whatever? So, yeah, just thought, why not do my bit and just try to help out where I'm living in?
You never know with this as well, Tom. Like, you start off doing this, which is all, you know, just because you're a nice bloke and something that you want to do. In future, let's just turn this into a TV show, Dog Walking with Tom Grennan. Do you know what I mean? Why not?
I'll take that as well. Why not?
So how have you been asking people if they need help?
I just put it online, and then like I've had loads of like messages, and then they gave me their numbers, and then I'd give them a ring, or vice versa. Do you know what I mean? Or I gave my number to whoever messaged me to give me a call, and I'll see what I can do, and I'll come and help you.
Have you got any new friends then? Like new dog friends or new actual friends?
I met this lady called Margaret, and her dog's called Buster, and it's like this little puggy terrier, and my dog Marmite loves him. So yeah, we've become friends, and hopefully when the corona's passed off, I'll go around for teas and coffees and whatever.
I love it.
Yeah, she's really nice.
I love this guy.
Have you so you've been walking dogs, what else you been doing, what other errands?
Went to Tesco's and tried to get like just fruit and veg and a few bits of like milk and stuff like that, but there's this little grocery next door to mine, and to be fair, it's been stocking up every day, so I've kind of just been getting like toilet rolls and just trying to just get the bare basics, basically.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's like the little Pied Piper of East London there. But there is stuff out there, like go to your local shops and you will find. I know that if you go to one supermarket and you're like, oh, there's nothing in there, you think there's nothing in any shop, which is not true.
I think at the very least, it's just all of us. Listen to this and people like yourself, Tom, all of us just kind of trying to do the little bits that we do, and the more that is seen, the more that we see that kind of thing on social media, I think that's what will end up helping. And ultimately, Tom, this is a very easy way to get hold of your number by the looks of it as well, isn't it?
Already
I know, I've given out my number to so many people. I've had to make sure I'm not giving out to the wrong people, but no, everybody that I've given it out to has been lovely. And I've been trying to help as many people as I can around my local area.
You're a legend. Thanks so much.
Nice one, lads. Take it easy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jess. He says, I'm welling up at Tom Grennan and how lovely he's been. Yeah.
It's just nice. I'm seeing loads of random acts of kindness everywhere at the moment.
I think we need to see more of them as well. Even little things. Even if it's just you doing your tiny little bit, it all adds up to the bigger picture here. And I think the more we see, the more we can be positive, the more we've got to be positive about. So we're all in it together. That's what everyone keeps saying. How nice is this message from Delilah? Delilah's stayed off school for the past couple of days to stay safe. But she's saying that she feels really lonely not being with friends at the moment.
Of course.
And Radio 1, she just wants to say thank you to Radio 1 for getting her through all the science work that you have to do. So I quite like that you're having to be super disciplined and getting on with the work and carrying on with it. So massive shout out to everyone that is still ploughing through work, but just in a slightly different environment.
Yeah, and thanks for everyone.
And being committed to it.
Totally, because that takes some determination. So, just listen to Radio 1, I'll put the TV on instead. Thanks to everyone that listens to us every day. Thanks to everyone that maybe are new listeners because they're at home, or maybe you haven't been able to listen to us live for ages because of the time you work. Welcome! We're always here, 1 to 4. Back to that shop thing. This isn't always the case, but what happens is, I think, someone sees a photo on Twitter or Instagram of a supermarket with empty shelves, panics, then goes there, repeat. I've actually been finding that the local, like, independent shops, the littler ones, normally have more stuff.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are paying it forward at the moment. This is from someone says, I pay forward 2 hot drinks and some sweet treats at Tamworth Services for the truck drivers. There was no real system to set up this, but I just thought they could do with it, and it really gave them a smile. That's Lottie driving from Hull to Cardiff. So many nice people out there, aren't they? So many. All right, so you've seen the videos coming out of Italy and Spain where people are just gathering, you know, being wary of social distancing, but they've been singing on their balconies and from their windows at night. You've seen it a lot.
We've seen a lot of these, haven't we? It's people playing instruments. I've seen raves. I've seen some confusing ones where it looks like they're all singing a song, but they definitely aren't. There was people on the balconies of Italy singing the
Fight
for This Love.
Cheryl Cole. That never happened.
And the Alistair Cook chant.
Yeah,
that's clearly not happening.
That was definitely made up, but there have been some real ones.
But some of them are quite funny.
There have been some real ones. Now, you know my boyfriend's mate, Josh?
Yeah.
Now, he plays the trumpet. You probably never knew that. And what he's been taken to doing is, just on his estate there in South Wales, every night, because he is at home from work at the moment, he's been giving them all a free concert every evening, much to the delight of his girlfriend, Emily. She can't bear it, but actually some of the neighbours quite enjoying it.
Some of the neighbours enjoy it, some of the neighbours hate it.
I've got some live footage here of Josh. I think these are over the course of various evenings, but this is just him hanging out his window and giving everyone a free blast.
It's EastEnders.
Also, this one.
Oh no.
Right, and the neighbours, they've been stuck in all day. They're glad of it, do you know what I mean? They're like, just a bit of a break from the isolation. So they're all at their windows too, and they're loving it. They're loving Josh's trumpet. And then, this is the best one, I think. Go on, Josh.
Out across South Wales. Amazing.
Not all of South Wales, just his road. It's about 4 houses. But they're really enjoying it.
I bet they love it.
Yeah. It's bringing people together. That's what it is. I was just thinking there must be loads of musicians who sadly have had loads of gigs and concerts cancelled, because that's just the way it is at the moment. If any are listening and fancy doing a live concert to their street, then hit me up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I knew that playing Josh's trumpet and him hanging out his window would get a massive response, and it has. Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Scott.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, considering. How are you?
Yeah, we're all good. Thank you for asking. So we were saying earlier, inspired by what they've been doing in Europe, a lot of people have been going out onto their balconies or from their windows singing at night. My mate Josh has been playing the trumpet outside his window. and you are an actual musician.
Yeah, well, I try to be when I'm allowed to be, when I can.
What do you play?
I play the violin.
Okay, and I'm imagining you do it well, like you're a professional at this.
That's what worries me.
Well, I've been doing it for 11 years, so hopefully.
Now, what's your work situation at the moment? Has a lot of stuff been cancelled?
Oh, it's dire, because I actually play in care homes for a living, so that's what I've been doing for the last 11 years. I go around and entertain people who can't necessarily go out, and weddings as well, and at the moment it's just lockdown, so I can't visit anyone, which is really sad.
Mate. What an amazing job. So you go around care homes just doing little concerts there?
Yeah, literally just me and a little speaker with backing tracks, and I just play to people, and I like to be quite silly. Like, people expect violin to be quite serious, but I dance around, I play stupid things, and try and have fun, really.
How good is that?
I bet the old people love you.
Oh, they're great, and I love going to see them as well. I'm so grateful for what I get to do.
Now, here's the thing, right? At the moment, your violin skills are being wasted.
A bit.
Have you got it with you?
I have, actually, yeah. I've just been working at home, trying to do a few things while I've got time. So, yeah, it's right here.
And where do you live?
I'm in Worthing.
Worthing, West Sussex.
That's me.
Okay. Right, so are you in a flat situation, or...?
I am, yes. I'm upstairs in a flat.
Oh, this is perfect. Okay.
So we're doing this, aren't we?
We're doing this. Come on.
Is this on?
It's definitely on. All right. I'd like you to take the violin, please.
Okay. I'm going to open my blind and I'm going to open the window as well.
Like that, yeah.
Throw your curtains wide.
Throw those curtains wide. Come on.
They are wide open. Windows open. Oh, that's nice and airy.
Let's give your whole street in Worthing a free concert.
Amazing. I'll tell you what, I chuck my backing track on because I've got it. I always say to the older people, an ABBA a day keeps the doctor away.
Fine.
Doesn't seem to be working, but here we go. Just a bit of Waterloo. Here we go.
Okay, here we go to the streets of Worthing and all across the UK.
Any second now.
Is the window open, yes?
It's open. It's okay. Wide open. Here we go, Worthing.
Here we go. Hi, Worthing.
Yes, Worthing.
If you see anyone else, let me know.
Here we go. Keep smiling, Worthing. My favourite bit.
The song is greatly improved with the woohoo in the right moment.
What are people saying as they're walking past?
Well, the lady who was walking past on the phone with a buggy, she looked up at my window, looked a bit confused and then waved, and her little boy was dancing. So that's something.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
I love it.
Love.
Right, there we are. Free concert there for Worthing in West Sussex. Sarah, I know work is bad at the moment, but I hope that we've used your skills, because at the moment they're just lying there dormant.
On Facebook, if anyone wants my services for anything violin related, give me a shout.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here we go again.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this on the line for bangers?
Hi, mate, it's Jared.
Hi, hey, Jared. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
Yes. What are you doing today?
I'm working. I'm usually an account executive, but today, because we're so busy, I'm delivering.
Okay. Quite a few people are doing this. They're changing jobs to deliver. I saw someone tweeted us, Charlotte tweeted us, saying the same thing. She had to kind of adapt her business and is now delivering. Yeah, it's a lot of adapting at this time, isn't it, Jared?
So, Jared, yeah, I was going to say, what's your normal job and why have you switched?
So normally I'm in account management and sales. We sell cleaning and hygiene supplies to hospitals, schools, that kind of thing. But as you can imagine, it's going crazy at the moment, so I need to deliver it all and make sure everywhere's clean.
Top man, yep, get delivering.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going round schools and hospitals in which area of the UK?
In Wiltshire, in Bath.
Oh, good man.
Can we have a round of applause for Jared, please? Thank you. Honestly, it's people like you that's keeping us going at the moment, that so thank you.
But by the way, that sounded like a really feeble round of applause, but it's only because there's three of us in this
room. There's limited people in
and
here.
And we're far apart.
I'm glad to hear it.
Jared, here's what I've got for you on Bangers. It's the same as last hour. Please pick me.
Oh.
I got so excited, I flipped my hand sanitizer in the air there.
Well played.
Campus thing you've done today.
Oh, thanks. Beyonce, Deja Vu.
Not bad.
Come on, it's a banger. It's upbeat, it's cheery, it's what we need.
I think Bangers today really comes down to the caller. It's a fascinating this one today, Jared. It's going to say a lot about you. You can have that, or you can have my banger choice, which is this. Into the streets. You'll bear witness
to some amazing feats. Bravery in the
it's
not as upbeat, is it?
No.
It's not as... Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe not as upbeat, but it's deep. And I love it. It's the streets. Has it come to this?
Let's have a think. I'm just trying to think, what would the nation want?
Exactly.
Are we feeling somber? Are we feeling upbeat? What do we need? I'm going to go for the streets.
Lock down your aerial. 3-0. Has it come to
this? What's going on? Original pirate material.
You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast. Hi, this is Gemma Collins. If you haven't heard my podcast yet, you're missing out.
Yes, I love cake. You know, right there and then, I was a very unique specimen of a woman.
Oh, hello, how are you?
I honestly can't tell you.
What, when, how?
Can someone tell me what causes a burp?
It is not the aliens intercept.
No.
Get the full GC audio experience.
The Gemma Collins podcast.
Get downloading and subscribing on BBC Sounds.
Blinding with the lights, blinding with the lights, dizzy new heights. Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets.
Lock down your aerial.
Yeah, that was great. It's a great track.
Oh, mate, I know you really want your one on,
no.
But that was right. Vibes, vibes, vibes. That's what Sean in Devon thinks.
It's a great track, but so is this.
It's on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1 here, just trying to keep you going through these weird times at the moment. Sam from Leicester says, mass respect to all at Radio 1, helping everyone getting through this interesting, different time. Thank you, Sam. Stay safe. Poppy says, could be the last couple of days of school for a while. Just want to say, thank you, Greg James, for helping me face the day when I didn't want to. And then Jordan always makes me laugh. And then Chris and Scott for keeping me company. Every day you've all been in my ears on BBC Sounds. Thanks a lot. That's all right. It's our pleasure. Also, Steph has been on saying, I've turned my business into a delivery service for now. So listening to you guys on Radio 1 every day is keeping me smiling.
Aww.
I had to lay some of my staff off yesterday and it broke my heart, but the love and support from them was unreal, and some of them offered to work for free.
Oh, that's hard, isn't it?
Really,
that's really hard.
So, I mean, the messages, the amount of messages that we're getting in at the moment, it's just nice to know that we can do something for you, you know? Okay, Ariana Grande and Social House next with Boyfriend. Grimmy is next. Hello, Harry at work. Still fixing broken down vehicles. Rachel is working from home in Chichester. Sinead says, Radio 1 smashing at the moment. Honestly, feel like I'm in my own little more positive, brighter world when I tune in. So thanks, guys.
It's as Greg was saying, we can only look after our own little patch, but let's all do this together.
This is our patch.
Look after our patches, people. We'll look after this afternoon patch here.
Can't believe you won 3-0 on Bangers
today.
What
a day, man. What a day.
I paid mine anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll be back tomorrow at 4 for the official chart on BBC Radio 1. See if the weekend can be another week at the top.